Good morning, and welcome to From the Minds of, I think this is the 25th episode.
I'm quite surprised. We haven't got that far.
We have. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Hobbs. And joining me, as always, some say his beard is actually alive, and others say he only eats mashed potato. Benjamin Kwai, how's it hanging?
Good.
So it's the same. He's got his shades on, he thinks he's cool, even though he's got his shades on inside.
It's sunny outside though, so it still works.
True. Right, site updates. Quick, loads of shit about that. I'm slowly putting up a new About Me's. I need your gamer tag, by the way. Stick on there. Need the HTML for that. You can all see all that at fromthemindsof.co.uk. Email any feedback at fromthemindsof@googlemail.com. Any questions or anything? We like questions.
We don't get any fucking questions.
You can send us some questions at fromthemindsof@googlemail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/FTMO, all in capitals. And you can also download the podcast from themindsof.podomatic.com, where you can get all the email addresses. That's my Twitter going off again. Oh, wow. Sorry. Breaking news from CBG. Sorry.
What was that? I saw Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings mini cake to win.
All right.
Yeah, you can download all the podcasts at podomatic.com. It's from themindsof.podomatic.com. And you send us fan mail,
mailing
lists, hate mail, whatever. So yeah, those are all in the show notes as usual. But we do want some questions, don't we, Kwai?
Yes.
So if you are a regular listener, all three of you,
Pascal, Callum, Gary.
So send us some questions and we might read out on air. If we get more than two, we read it out on air.
Nah, if we get one, we'll read it
out. If we get one, if you send us, we'll probably definitely read it out. Also, you can just send us questions at Twitter, FTMO, Twitter. Right, we'll kick it off. We've got lots to get through this week, haven't we, Kwai?
Yes.
Right, first things first, there's a countdown on a website. What's the website?
I don't know, it was like TU4AR.com or something. It was some sort of weird address. But the countdown is for the potential, possibly, the Marvel vs. Capcom 2 on the PS3 and the Xbox Live Marketplace. Because achievements have been listed for the game. There's been a new ESRB rating for it.
So wait, Marvel... I don't really follow the fighting games, especially the Capcom ones. Is that already out, Marvel vs. Capcom?
Yeah, it's already out on like the PlayStation. It's an old game.
Oh, right, and it's an arcade game,
yeah.
Do you think maybe it would... They're bringing out a 3 or a 4, whatever number they're at now.
What?
Instead, like they're announced like Marvel vs. Capcom HD Turbo Remix Edition.
I'd enjoy that. If they did it in the graphics of said Street Fighter, that'd be awesome. Or in the style of.
Oh no! If they just brought out
a new one,
a brand new one. They just announced a brand new one.
Yeah, I'd enjoy that.
Well, it's when we last did it, it was 5 days, 16 hours.
Yeah.
Which is am I working out Monday next week?
Sometime.
At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, British time.
We'll have a look.
Don't really care, to be fair. I'm not a huge fan of Street Fighter, because I can't do it. And I'm not a huge fan of Marvel either. I like Iron Man and the Avengers and shit. But, nah. Yeah.
It's good, you should play it. It's like teams of three. And then you can do like ultra super moves, where it just looks like a huge bit. Like if you had like Cyclops, Wolverine, and Storm. You do like some sort of laser beam claw tornado and they just fill up the entire screen killing everyone.
Weird.
It's awesome.
Dead Rising 2 star has named... Is named. And he hasn't covered Wars.
He hasn't covered Wars.
What's it? It's Chuck Winston.
No, it's Chuck Green.
Chuck Green. Chuck Norris.
No, it's not Chuck Norris.
Chuck Green.
Although he doesn't look like Chuck Norris.
Does he look like Chuck Norris?
Well, he has a beard and blonde hair, so yes.
All right. Is there anything else about the game apart from the fact it's in Vegas and it's called Chuck Norris? Chuck Green.
Apparently there's going to be 6,000 zombies on screen at one time.
I think that's bullshit.
Why?
I don't know. That seems like bullshit if you ask me.
Well, no, because think about it. You've only got to, like, do the first couple of rows, haven't you, of zombies?
The rest can be good. Blur.
The rest can be, like, blocks or, you know, it can be bunny rabbits. You wouldn't be able to see them enough. But then you've got two of them and they'd load up into zombies.
I think it's a bit bullshitty, like the fact that you get 64 players on Iron Resistance 2 when it's just 64 players on a Omni game when they're only playing a little game.
Well, that's a complete lie, but you know.
Yeah, I just think it's a bit of a...
They did have a fair few fucking zombies on screen in the first one.
Yeah, I think they're going to jib there, though. You won't see every single zombie. You'll see, like, two or three zombies in a row, and then you'll see, like, a blur, and then once you get past the first row, you'll see that... you won't get 6,000.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
I don't think the hardware could handle it, having all that detail.
Plenty of zombies. You get quite a few zombies on Left 4 Dead, but we'll come to that later.
We'll skip out that one for the time being. Rock Band Beatles, coming out on the 9th of the 9th, 09, which is the 10-year anniversary of what, Mr. Quai?
Is it of the Beatles? Beatles album that is good, but I don't like the Beatles.
909.99 was the release of what console? Quiz the Quiet Time.
Was it the PlayStation 2?
Dreamcast. And we all know that Rock Band Beatles is just trying to overshadow the release of the Dreamcast 2. Has been announced yet, but it's coming out on that day. 10 years after the original release left. Yeah, it will. You watch this space, it will come out.
You'll have to eat your hat.
Either that or it will come out on the 9th and 9th, 2019. It will. I'm telling you. But anyway, it's $250, which is probably going to go for about £200.
With the current climate.
With the current thing and the VAT added on top and all that, maybe £200, which is more than a Wii console.
Or a collection of Beatles CDs.
Or probably every single Beatles CD has cost less than that. $250, you get a special guitar, the special
bass,
which looks kind of like...
His Rickenbacker one, isn't it? The weird sort of violin shaped one.
Yeah, one of those. You get a drum kit with a pearl fit, like a special Beatles style drum kit with like a mother of pearl finish.
Yeah, and a Beatles drum head thing, some shit.
Oh, like a Beatles kick
yeah.
Kick drum head. You also get one mic and a mic stand.
With a
and the game.
Vocal harmonizer.
So that's in the game.
Yeah.
The vocal hub, they've had it so you can put it in, so you have three lines of vocals.
That's funny.
But you've got to buy two extra mic stands to do it. For $250, let's buy a Wii, or let's buy a, actually no, that's a 360 premium, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you either buy a 360, or you buy a game.
I'll buy the 360.
250, that's a lot of money.
I don't like the Beatles anyway.
Even if you did like the Beatles, it's a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, but it's going to sell, isn't it?
I'm kind of thinking, at that price.
Over
not
there.
Not as much as it would.
Over there, it'll sell loads. Over here.
Yeah. I don't think it'll sell as much as it would now they've announced it at that price. I mean, they're selling the Guitar Hero World Tour in Walmart in America for $99.
Yeah.
That's the whole band kit for $99. With this, you get the bass, the guitar, and the mic, and the mic stand for $250. You don't no guitar. There's no actual guitar in it. You just play your own guitar.
Yeah, but to be fair, the people that would buy this game, you would usually have one of the previous.
I know it's been pretty heavy, well marketed. I reckon people are going to buy it on the Wii.
They've already shown gameplay of it.
But I reckon people are going to buy it on the Wii because for a family thing. I mean, Guitar Hero sold the most on the Wii. So I reckon this will come out on the Wii, overshadow that. And probably sell a lot, but well, $250, which is more than the console you're going to play it on.
They are heavily marketing it already. Yeah, and they're showing gameplay. If you know where they're showing gameplay?
Where?
Behind Paul McCartney playing live at one of his concerts.
That's just silly. And they're bringing out CDs and stuff along with it.
Yeah.
So I just think it will sell. It will be a Wii seller. It won't sell Wiis. People will buy it on the Wii rather than other consoles. But you're buying it for $250, it's more than the actual console itself. Well, it's the same as the actual console itself. Yeah. So it's silly money for something that I don't think a lot of people will buy, to be fair.
No. If they're made perhaps for Peter more better back.
If it was like, I don't know, I just think it's very pricey for what it is, for just a drum kit, a bass guitar and a mic, and the game. I just think it's very pricey.
Yeah.
So you're not picking it up on the 9th of 9th, 09?
Nah, I don't like the Beatles.
Nah, neither am I. I like the Beatles.
I just get guitar and Metallica.
I've got music game sickness.
Why?
Just don't like them anymore. They just
fail.
They just dragged out way too much into Guitar Hero 3. So much stuff with like Guitar Hero, the two Guitar Hero DS games, two rock bands, Rock Band PSP, Rock Band Beatles, Guitar Hero, Guitar Hero World Tour, Guitar Hero Metallica. They're bringing out probably Guitar Hero Van Halen. They're bringing out Guitar Hero 5 at the end of the year. Probably bringing out another couple of DS titles as well. Rock Band PSP. It's just too much stuff. Can't be bothered. It's oversaturation. And it's killed it. Anyway. Look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about, Mr. Choir. Banjo-Tooie.
Yes.
It's coming out on Xbox Live.
Yes.
Are you going to buy it?
No.
Why?
Didn't play it the first time around.
And? Well, I mean, you bought it. You like Banjo-Kazooie, yes?
No.
You don't like Banjo-Kazooie?
No.
Well, you're a heathen then, aren't you?
It's a fucking bear with a bird in a backpack that picks up jigsaw pieces. It doesn't make any sense.
I know, it's fucking awesome, though. You very hard-pressed to find a copy.
Of Banjo-Tooie, yes.
On the 64.
Don't worry, I've got one. I'm going to steal it from Callum's house. Don't tell him.
Grimes already got it back.
Bastard.
I made Grimes as a copy. It's like the only copy I've ever seen. I've never seen it in any shop. Ever, even when the 64 was out, I never fucking saw it because it was so rare.
Just wait till Grimes died, then you can, you know.
He has left it to me in his will. I don't know if it's worth killing him for.
Yeah.
Never look later on when we go nerd shopping. God of War 3.
You take over, I don't know what you're talking about.
God of War, fantastic button-mashing, Greek-themed action game on the PS2. God of War 1, God of War 2 came out on there. God of War 3 has been announced and it's coming out hopefully this year. I've had a survey on the US PlayStation blog asking what people want in the collector's edition. Some of the options are things like figures of Kratos and Zeus and all this other shit. Choir's lying, I'm stuck in my bed. DVDs, art books, all this other stuff. The other one was God of War 1 or God of War 2 be re-released with the collector's edition. And what people are speculating is if that comes true, they can't put it on a, they can't just stick a PS2 disc in there because not all the PS3s are compatible. They have to update the graphics, put it on Blu-ray. So for the collector's edition, say £60 for the collector's edition, you're getting all three God of Wars. How good would that be?
I don't know, I haven't played any of them.
They're really good. You should.
I don't really like that sort of hack and slash thing.
It's an awesome bloody Devil May Cry.
Yeah, but I didn't like Devil May Cry that much. I only want to really.
It's awesome.
Like
you kill a god. Your final battle is against the God of War.
Yeah, but I like
Ares. It's well good.
I'm not a big fan.
And then the second one, you decide right, I'm going to take on Zeus. And the third one, you supposedly battle Zeus. How good is that?
Nah, it's alright.
If you do want to go on God of War, if you do want those, go on the PlayStation blog and vote hundreds of times for God of War 1 and 2 to come out on PS3 on Blu-ray. Because it would be rocking.
Did you say they'd have to up the graphics to do it?
Not necessarily. Stick it on a Blu-ray disc.
No, you're done then. Job done.
But hopefully they might redo it a little bit.
If they
bit.
Redo it, it'd take fucking years for it to come out.
Not necessarily. That's it, they've got a team big enough. It might push it back a little bit, but they could easily just like it'd be too hard to update the graphics a little bit.
Yeah, it would. It'd be too much effort. They'd just whack it on a disc and it's all this pixel block glory. Even though it's not in pixels, but still.
Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah.
It's coming to the news this week.
Is it? Why?
It's closing out on a milestone. That's it.
Good for them.
They've actually decided it's going to be called Duke Nukem Forever. Now they're going to start making the game.
Awesome. Been taking all this time just to build up.
Just to build up the fact that it's going to be called Duke Nukem Forever. I've just fucking realised that's an ironic name.
Why?
Because it's taken forever to come out.
And forever is an anagram of Duke Nukem.
So it is. Ain't that fucking funny? Fallout the TV show slash movie
slash stuff.
You like Fallout, don't you, quite?
I like Fallout.
Supposedly, Bethesda have made a patent for a Fallout TV show or film.
TV show wouldn't work. Film might. If they got Liam Neeson in it, then it'd be a rare.
It's not that they're actually going to make it, but it's...
They should.
They could if they wanted to, because they have the patent.
Fallout film would be quite good.
I would think that if they did a movie leading up to the war and about the war, you know, when, like, taking over Alaska and all this other shit, they did that as a movie, I'd watch it. Because you could call it Fallout, just Fallout.
Yeah.
And then you could have, leading up to the nuclear war, people going into the vaults about the nuclear war, and then it would carry on from, like, a prequel to all the games.
Yeah.
I'd watch that. And you could probably mass market appeal it without seeing it. Think, oh, it's a video game movie of a video
you
game
just
for
play
nerds.
The same advert. I don't want to set the world on fire. No,
as long as you get a Pip-Boy if you go see the movie, I'll be happy.
Did you see that thing on Kotaku about the boy that was on the airplane?
No.
It was on his headphones, sort of listening to the music, just flicking through the channels, and then threw down his headphones in shock, and looked at one of the magazines, and one of the channels was playing the music from Fallout 3. He was just sitting there, bashing away to the music of Fallout 3. He wasn't masturbating. He might have been. I just don't know.
Okay. Very insightful story. Other Fallout news. Fallout New Vegas has been announced.
It has.
Is it announced or is it rumoured?
It's been announced.
For coming out hopefully this year.
But supposedly. It's been done by a different team. Bethesda. Not the same people.
It's still done by... As long as it's still done by Bethesda, it'll be alright.
Yeah, potentially.
The
thing is, if it's exactly the same game, it's just in a different setting, I'll buy it, but still.
Yeah, I would buy it, because the thing about Fallout is the awesome quests and the...
Gambling.
The environment is so rocking awesome. If they bring out a Vegas version, with like a ruined Las Vegas, and you go out in the desert and there's nothing, you walk until you get the Las Vegas Strip.
Well, it has lots of potential, doesn't it? Vegas, you've got Nevada, you've got Area 51.
Yeah, exactly. It does have a lot of potential.
Oh, I'll tell you what I would like, though. Some cars. Some transport.
Yeah. Then again, where the fucking in that car in a nuclear wasteland? It'd be shells of cars.
You can make one with all the bits and pieces.
Could do. I know, I just got bored of Fallout, I'm going to redo it and start it again, and I got bored again, because the first bit's really difficult, because I haven't leveled up at all.
Yeah, but it's a good game. Tier 1, do it.
More news, scratch the arm at DJ. Oh, that's a beastly fart.
Don't fart in the podcast room.
DJ Hero sued over scratch the arm at DJ. Activision lost.
Yeah, they lost the suit.
It was something along the lines of Activision went to these people who are making Scratch, the ultimate DJ, and went, we like your game, can we buy it off you? Buy, like, the source code off you. And they went, yeah, and then it all got a bit confabulated, and they started making DJ Hero, which is basically a rip-off, and it all got all confabulating, and one of the people who were making Scratch took Activision to court, and Activision lost, and now they're not making DJ Hero anymore. It's just a Scratch is coming out now. The ultimate DJ. And again, I don't care.
But then I think now that I was reading a bit of news that Scratch, the ultimate DJ is being made, it's been sold to another company now.
I don't find, well, DJ Hero is not coming out anymore, as far as I know.
No one cares.
But no one does care, you're right. Game sales fall 17% in the last month.
Because I haven't brought any.
It's because you haven't brought any.
Yeah.
Neither have I.
There you go.
Sorted.
Problem solved. Bring out some good games, you bastard, then maybe I'll buy something. And then maybe stop Blockbuster from going out of business, so I've got somewhere to buy the fucking games. Jesus.
Rant of the week there, rant of the week.
Yeah, rantatious.
And Monday, 20th? Monday was the 20th?
Yeah.
Was two great milestones. We'll come to the first one now. 20th birthday of the Game Boy. April 20th, 1989.
Yes. No, wasn't it 21st? One of them. I think it was yesterday.
This week is the 20th birthday of the Game Boy.
Yes.
Older than me by a whole year and a half.
I'm the same age as the Game Boy. I'm the same age. I have so many consoles that came out in 1989.
How many?
So much stuff. I don't know. Some other one did as well. But they're all good. It's all on the gravy train.
But now they got the DS. They should have kept the Game Boy going for as long as possible. And again, they didn't milk it. But yeah, happy birthday, Mr. Game Boy. I do like it. I like Game Boys. I had one. It's my first ever console.
Not but technically a console. More of a handheld box of magic.
We'll come to more retro shit later. We'll talk about the retro games we bought, haven't we, Quai?
Yeah.
Retro binge. That's 20 minutes of news. That's the most news I think we've ever had. For a change. So we'll take a quick break for smooth jazz groove. Then we'll come back in a wee bit. One billion iPhone apps have been sold/downloaded.
Didn't you think that's last week?
Yeah, we didn't have last week, did we? Because it was awful.
Oh yeah, I blame Callum.
I blame you. Because you ran off halfway through.
Yeah, because I was busy.
Too busy for the podcast.
Had to play Crystal Chronicles.
Oh, you faggot.
Hey, someone's got to keep playing the games.
1 billion iPhone apps were released. Have been downloaded.
And they were all Crash Team Racing.
By people like me. Which brings up the question, is it the next big platform of life? No. If that makes sense. No. Actually, it probably doesn't. Like, is it going to be is things like the iPhone going to be the next phone standard, do you think?
Probably.
It's like, all phones from now on going to be like iPhone rip-offs?
They should be. That make all phones good. I want to get the LG Arena. Have you seen the advert for that?
It's exactly the fucking same.
I know, it's so good.
As the iPhone.
Your iPhone doesn't have a dancing baby, does it?
I want a fucking dancing baby on my iPhone.
Yeah, you do.
And if I wanted one, I could put it on there.
No, you could.
Yeah, is it gonna be the next standard for phones?
Better.
Like the Nokia 3310 did back in the day, like the iconic phone.
Better. Maybe not yet, maybe it's the next iteration.
Which is coming out very soon.
Yeah.
And I've slowly seen people quite, even in a smallish town like Newmarket, they're slowly cropping up all over the place. Because there was me, and then my mate's sister got one. I keep seeing people in the street with these iPhones, and it's just like, this is weird. So I was like, 2 months ago, I was the only person to have one in the whole fucking town, because everyone in this town's fucking backwards.
They're so expensive, though.
They are, but they are an amazing phone. I reckon if they got knocked down in price, more people would buy them.
If they did, I'd buy one.
Then again, people like Callum and Gary, good friends of the show, do berate the iPhone, saying, it's a waste of money, it's a piece of shit, no one likes it, no one uses it.
As soon as they want
something up on the internet, come to me. And as soon as they want to watch a YouTube video, they go, can I borrow your iPhone?
And they're like, no.
And I'm just like, no, because you berated the iPhone. So you're not watching Charlie the Unicorn 3. I can't blow a raspberry.
Jog on.
Yeah, and all that. That's me trying to blow a raspberry. We're not going to do this, we're not going to blow raspberries. Is it next game platform?
No.
Why not?
Because the games are shit on it.
They are rumoured to bring out in the next iPhone software update. It is allowing things, external devices, to be plugged in the bottom of the iPhone. For example, a D-pad and buttons. Be plugged into the bottom. Would that make it better for you, Mr. Quai?
No.
If they plugged in it, you could plug in a D-pad to the bottom of it? As basically a controller.
Depends what kind of games. Would they bring out some sort of a Mass Effect 2 on there?
Maybe.
Would they bring out a pen and paper RPG that I could play?
Maybe.
I'd like that.
I've already downloaded an RPG for my thing. iMob.
Why?
It's the gangster, yeah. Godfather-y sort of game.
I want Dungeons & Dragons on the iPhone, then I'm sorted.
Get Wolfenstein.
No, Dungeons & Dragons.
I still think it will compete. Eventually, it will compete. It's already kicking the PSP's ass. Probably. And I can see it going after the DS.
How?
By bringing out awesome games.
The DS is too cutesy and mumsy and family. Nintendo have got the family market pretty much cornered and hemmed in and on heroin.
I can see it trying to take the DS down. Not saying it will, but I can see it trying to sort of go for that area.
No.
I know. I still think it'll set the standard for phones in the future. I think every phone will be touchscreen with things like iPod support and GPS, Google Maps, or other
they better
stuff.
I want one.
I could use that today when I go to Norwich.
You could.
I will be in Norwich today. Not that I've uploaded this, but today being Wednesday, I will be there. If you see me, come give me a hug. People I'm with will wonder what the fuck's going on.
You'll wonder what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, to be fair, I'll forget I've actually said this and someone will come and hug me. And I'll run away crying, probably. 13-year-old boy is accused of robbing a bank.
Did he rob the bank?
He was caught with a lot of money just after the bank was robbed, like 2 blocks away. What do you say to that, Mr. Quai?
Hang him.
Hang him. Castrate him and hang him?
No, just hang him.
Why?
Because that's the penalty for robbing.
For robbing is hanging. Fair enough.
I'm dealing out the medieval justice here with a spoon.
With a spoon. Are we going to go on to pirate news? Pirate-related news?
No.
I say pirate-related news. 5 things you didn't know about pirates?
Well, I know everything about pirates.
Shall we test your knowledge on pirates once I find the majigger? Keep talking quiet. Amuse the ladies and gentlemen.
So, like, Hobbs is, like, clicking on the internets and stuff.
Askmen.co.uk.
He's on Ask Men, which is a homosexual site.
Where you ask gay men about pirates. 5 things you didn't know about pirates. Pirates did not bury their treasure.
Oh, that'd be silly.
Pirates love democracy.
Yep.
Next page. Next page. Next. Pirates had a workman's comp.
They did.
If you lost a right arm, you get 600 pieces of gold. Left arm, 500 pieces of gold. Right leg, 500 pieces of gold. Left leg, 400 pieces of gold. An eye or a finger, 100 pieces of gold.
Civility.
That's
rules.
Quite good. It's quite good.
So if you, like, become blind and lose all your limbs, you're fucking loaded.
Yeah, but you're blind and lose all your limbs. You'd have. If you lost all your limbs, you'd get 2,000 pieces of gold. Now, if you lost your right arm, would that count as loss of all your fingers as well?
No. You'd have to lose all your fingers individually.
And some ships even paid for peg legs broken during battle. These were quite nice, these pirates, weren't they? Pirates drank rum to prevent scurvy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really should just eat oranges.
Vitamin C. How do you know these crazy things? Vitamin C in limes.
Why do you think we're called limeys?
Shh.
By Australians. Because when we went there on the ships, we always had limes on them because they're scurvy.
Should have drank rum. We're called rummies.
No,
that's a far better name. And the final fact you didn't know about pirates. Yearly losses to pirates are estimated at $16 billion.
Somalian pirates for the win.
After years of decline, pirates' attacks rose by 10% in 2007. And in 2008, they rose again with 111 incidents and 42 seized vessels. Ten times as many attacks have happened in the first 2 months of 2009 compared with the same period last year. These days, pirates operate by speedboat and wooden ship. Isn't that fun?
Yes.
That went down like a big sack of shit with you, didn't it?
What? Well, I already know all the stuff.
You're a liar.
King of the pirates.
You're a liar. Talking about Columbine, the second big anniversary. 10 years since Columbine, 20 years since the Game Boy. Columbine, 10 years on.
What about it?
Counter-Strike got blamed.
Marilyn Manson got blamed.
Therefore, do games equal murder and jazz?
Only in crazy people.
Well, I was listening to What They Play podcast earlier on, and they had one of the somebody who on there who wrote a book about Columbine. He was pretty good mates with both the people who did it.
Yeah.
And he said they played a lot of Doom and stuff like that, I don't know. They played a lot of Doom and a lot of Duke Nukem.
Games
3D.
Don't do that to people unless you're already psychologically damaged.
To be fair, the media blamed games, but the people were on psychoactive drugs. They were building bombs in their basements. Their parents found the bombs, didn't say a word.
They were already pretty fucked up.
But then again, could the game spur them on a bit more if they're already pretty fucked up?
No. It's like the old music case when Judas Priest were taken to court because two boys committed suicide to one of their records because they played it backwards and thought it said do it. And you know when you spin a record backwards it goes rrr, nyew, rrr, nyew, or some whatever.
Yeah.
But if they thought it said do it, then they committed suicide. And then Judas Priest got blamed, so we're like, what the fuck? That's not true. And the singer managed to prove in court that it wasn't true. Like, fought his own case and won.
Awesome.
Another reason Judas Priest are well hardcore.
The bloke who was on this podcast made a really good point. You get the people who say, like, well, video games are art and they don't bring you in emotionally. They're just a piece of art to look at and admire. And you get the people who say the exact opposite, where video games aren't art, they're just vicious tools of mass murder. When actually it's a bit of both.
Yeah.
Games. Where it's, believe it, well, whether you think it or not, the games will bring you in emotionally.
Good games
and hook you in.
Yeah, good games prey on emotion.
Yeah, they'll hook you in emotionally, so they will affect you in some way. It's just that it seems like some people will get affected differently. If they're already pretty fucked up, and you see this guy going around gun-toting, killing all these people in just like GTA 4, for instance.
Yeah.
If you're pretty fucked up in the head, it doesn't help that you see all these people going around killing people. But at the same time, if you're a parent and you walk into a kid's basement, you see him building a bomb, you should be pretty fucking worried.
Slap him on the ass and go, no, no, Johnny. Bad Johnny.
But Columbine was fucking horrible.
Good documentary, though.
Very good documentary. Very good documentry. I just don't think games equal murder. I just don't like the media when it comes to video games.
Media equals murder.
The latest thing I saw was, go on YouTube and type in Animal Crossing is evil.
Why?
This is about a month old, I think. About how people can use Animal Crossing, paedophiles mainly, can use Animal Crossing to talk to children and molest them through their TV screen. Via Animal Crossing. Because apparently on Animal Crossing you can just jump into a random game with a paedophile, because everyone who owns a Wii is a paedophile.
True
over
fact.
The age of 18.
True fact.
Therefore I am a paedophile.
Yep.
Every single grandmother out there is a paedophile. Every single family person out there is a paedophile. If you're not under the age of 18 you own a Wii, you're a paedophile, apparently. And I think it was Fox News again were just spouting off all this shit. So you can jump in with a random game, normally with a paedophile, and they can groom you over WeSpeak and send you photos of penises and things when you can't send photos over the Wii. And you can only add somebody if you exchange 16-digit fucking friend codes with the person, and then they exchange another 16 fucking digit friend code of the game code. It's a bit stupid, the media, really, isn't it?
So by you get to that point, if you're a paedophile, you win. If you manage all that on the Wii, you win. You can have the child for free.
Exactly. If you could be bothered to do all that and get the and somehow convince a child that you don't know to give them your friend code, what you could do is, suppose if you're a paedophile, you just type in a random code and hope that it pops up with the child. And if you get one to, and it's just fucking stuff. And even then, that you have to exchange your friend code with the person. I shut the fact that I'm a paedophile because I own a Wii. It's not the fact that I like playing Zelda and Mario, because it brings back a certain sense of nostalgia. It's the fact that I like to fiddle kids with my Wii.
He does. He really does. Someone stop him. Please.
Fucking hate people. What's this Mutum?
Hagger.
Mutum Hagger.
Moustache of the month. Yes, the Hagger.
I suppose you win bit of the week again, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Till I shave.
That'll never happen. Who's Hagger?
Hagger is the ex-Street Fighter mayor and final fight for the Mega CD, which is like Streets of Rage times 10. And he's awesomely ripped and has a huge moustache.
Moustache of the month, then?
Yep. Hagger.
Who's next? Who was last month's moustache of the month?
There wasn't one. It's a new segment.
New segment. Who's beard of the week? You.
Me.
Sideburns of the century?
No. No one has sideburns anymore.
Mullet of the Callum. Moment.
Callum.
And Flock of Seagulls of the fortnight.
No, I don't like Flock of Seagulls. They're a shit band.
Shit haircut as well. Oh, we're going on to a few reviews and stuff next. So we'll take a short break. We're back with much more gamey talk, TV talk, downloadable content talk. And me and Callum being fast and furious. Peace, brothers. What's up? Gotta bring that back. We gotta bring that back.
Why?
What's up?
No, shit.
Remember the song?
The Budweiser song.
Yeah, that was awesome.
No, I didn't like it. News! Any more news?
Street Fighter 4 ongoing online rage-a-thon.
Yeah, that's my continual quest. So far, I've played 26 hours of Street Fighter Online.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I've won 51 fights, and I've played 201.
So you lost 150 fights?
Yeah, 149 fights. Yeah, well, yeah. 150 fights, yeah.
How many battle points do you have, then?
Like, 500.
Shall I pimp you, just in case people want to beat you?
No, they can do that anyway. It's usually pretty easy. Because you're usually pretty much cunts online anyway.
Minister B?
Yeah.
Spaces or what?
You know how my gamer tag works. Minister, then, you know, Space B.
Minister Space B?
Yeah.
Street Fighter. He's normally on all day.
Yeah, you have to be. One round, 60 seconds. I'll try and beat you. I probably won't, because you're all Zangiefs or Kens or fucking bastards. Fucking raging yeah, me off.
Minister Space B.
You're not good. You're just shit. You're fucking shit. And you're just spamming fucking Zangiefs. Don't get me started on fucking Zangiefs.
You can beat him down, Minister
B. You fucking arm Larry into your fucking pile driver of dicks.
If you do have more than 50,000 achievement points
you're
like he has.
You're all bastards. I haven't played one good fight. I'm just
you
too
can add
much
him
good
and
of an
just
able.
Post at him.
I just keep fucking, you know, pawning ass. But you're still bastards online. You fucking Kens with your Shoryukens and your Tetsubugans.
Quiet.
What?
Left for dead.
What?
Left for
I'm
dead.
I'm raging about Street Fighter now. I'm just raging because you're all bastards. But, you know, play me.
Left for dead.
I like Left for dead.
Talkie. I'm back in a second.
What? Where are you going?
The window.
Why? Take the microphone with you.
No, talkie.
Left for dead. Survival mode was out yesterday. Had a bit of a play. It was pretty fucking ballin'.
Any good, Mr.
Quai? Yo, it's fucking awesome. Basically, you take a location from one of the four campaigns or the new level, The Last Stand.
Ooh, what happens in that one?
Oh, Last Stand is a lighthouse. The poster for it is awesome. All it says is, The Last Stand, it doesn't end well. Which is funny. Basically...
How does it end?
It doesn't end well, because usually you're fucked over in the first 2 minutes by two tanks. Basically, you're given loads of equipment, about 900 barrels of gasoline and, you know, propane tanks. You set up everywhere, you press a lever, and then pretty much instantly goes to shit, because you get boomers and smokers and zombies. After your first minute, you get a tank.
So it's pretty damn hard, then.
The Valve team have only managed to survive for 9 minutes. That's their record.
Is it not like they've not had another campaign level, then?
Not yet, no. They haven't done that yet.
So it's just a brand new level just for survival mode?
Yeah.
All right.
Which is cool. It's a cool level, though. Hopefully, they'll flesh it out into a full level.
9 minutes?
Yeah.
Is that it?
The most of me, some guy, and 10 Ninja managed to survive to is 3 minutes 59.97, which is 0.3 of a second off bronze medal.
Oh, that's gay.
Wayne did the horrible thing of dying. Bad Wayne! No.
Bad some guy.
Bad some guy.
Oh, that some guy. Right, I have rented... I say I rented, I've just recently given back to Blockbusters The Wheelman.
Piece of shit.
It started off as retarded racing fun.
Piece of shit.
And it was good, it was just like jumping about, airjacking cars, so you get out of the door one car and you jump to the next car, and it's just stupid retarded fun starring Vin Diesel in a Jason Statham film. But, got to the end, and then you have to make a choice. Obviously, you get a trophy. It's like in Fable, where you get a trophy per choice.
Yeah.
So you pick one choice, you get a trophy, you get the second. So I was like, what I'll do, right? Just because I'm a slight achievement whore, is I'll take one choice, do the mission, won't save it, reload, do the next one, won't save it, reload, do the next one.
Yeah.
What I didn't realise is that straight away, it boots you into a series of about 7 or 8 missions in a row that you can't save.
Yeah.
So I did the first one, reloaded it, tried to do the second one, and it froze on me. This is the second option. Yeah. And it froze. I was like, right, fuck's sake. Did the second one again. Did it. Booted me to the next few missions. And then it kicked me out of the game and went back to the XMB. Straight away. Did it. Half of the second one. Just went, boom, straight back to the XMB. Tried to load up the game, and it went, your data file is corrupt. And I just went, for fuck's sake. I was getting slightly pissed off at this point. And then... I just thought, I'd just boot up again just on the off chance it lies to me. And it did, and it just worked fine. And eventually, Monday evening when I had to take it back, started playing, just did the last little bit, got to almost the last level, and it kicked me out again. So I swore, went a little nerd rage, threw my controller across the room, and took the game back and threw it at Blockbusters.
Because it's shit.
I would give it a 4 out of 10. It's if you want to rent it, just for a bit of annoying, retarded fun, it's alright. Don't fucking buy it, whatever you do. No matter how much you love Vin Diesel, no matter how much you
just
love
get
cars...
get Chronicles of Riddick if you love Vin Diesel.
If you love Vin Diesel, get Chronicles of Riddick. If you love cars, get anything else with cars. Get Cars Matter National for the 360. Get fucking... buy a fucking car. Buy a toy car for cheaper. It's probably going to give you more fun.
Get Scale Electrics.
Yes, buy fucking Scale Electrics. As long as you don't buy the Wheelman. Just to give Midway the arsehole satisfaction that they actually did something good.
I have some more news. Did you see about what the judge said about Midway?
What?
That the owners of Midway treated the company like a toy, and that they got what they deserved, pretty much.
Burnt my nose. Lighting a fag.
But yeah, so the judge gave the old fatality on Midway.
Fatality. Next on the list is more Vin Diesel, Fast and Furious. When I saw that on release day when it came out of the cinema.
Why?
Because I got dragged there by Saunders and Callum and Callum's missus and all that. And
they're not allowed to pick films because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Why did Callum want to go see it?
I know, he's fancy Vin Diesel.
Because he wanted some booty later, so he had to go see it.
Yeah.
Some quiche booty.
It's a big pile of shit. It's a big pile of shit.
So was the entire series.
I haven't seen any of the films. And I was like, yeah, I like guns and car chases. Two car chases in the whole film. Most unbelievable. Really, really heavy front-wheel drive car. Engine stacked right at the front of the car. Car does a wheelie. And I was going, that's bullshit. And everyone was going, oh no, but the engine's so big, the amount of torque it pushed out could actually lift the car. Not when there's a fucking 2-ton fucking engine in the front of the car. Lifts the car, you could lift the fucking thing up just by pushing the accelerator down. It's silly. And thing, Vin Diesel's so fucking manly, he's threatening this guy in a garage, pushes him over the bonnet of the car, gets an engine, about a fucking ton engine, holds with one hand on a chain, had like going up through a pulley system, holds it with one hand. An entire engine.
He's Vin Diesel.
It's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Worst fucking...
Do you know what came
Callum never fucking paid me for that. I put it on my car. I didn't want to ask me the money apart from Callum. He owes me fucking money for that. I'm going to kill him. Worst fucking tenner I ever spent on going to see a film.
Exactly. And did you see what DVD came out on Monday that I'm going to buy next week?
Max Payne?
No.
What?
The Wrestler.
Ah, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's good. So we'll have a watching and then you can talk about it.
Well, I might be going to see today. if I ever catch a film, I have to go nerd shopping with Grimes. What? Is I Love You, Man.
Why?
Because it's like, it's the bloke rom-com.
Shit.
It's starring the bloke, you know, Phoebe's husband from Friends, yeah. Mike.
You mean the guy who played Rick Tamlin in Anchorman?
Yeah, 40-year-old virgin. Isn't 40-year-old virgin?
Don't like 40-year-old virgin.
What's wrong with you, man? Isn't 40-year-old virgin? And it looks quite a good fucking film. It's about this bloke who, he's a proper ladies' man. He's grown up with women all his life. There's all his friends are women, and he gets married. And all his women, and there's like his wife's mates talking about how he's the perfect bloke. And he comes to plan their wedding, and he realises he has no bloke friends. So he goes on a quest to find his best man. It sounds quite funny. From the trailer, it's quite good. It's probably worth a watch.
No. I just go watch Watchmen again. Just go watch Watchmen again. Even though it's not out anymore, just watch it again.
Just watch it again. And a bit of TV. Red Dwarf. Did you watch Red Dwarf over Easter weekend?
I did.
What did you think?
Is it alright?
It's good, wasn't it? I like the Blade Runner stuff.
Yeah. Have you seen Blade Runner?
I have seen Blade Runner. That's awesome. Many times.
I didn't like the first episode very much.
It was a bit too CG for my liking.
The second and third episode brought a bit of the humour back, but I still don't like all the fancy graphics.
Nah.
I prefer the old episodes.
I did like it when they went to Coronation Street.
That was crazy.
I thought that was quite funny. I do have a video to show people. Well, to listen.
Why?
Probably the best thing Red Dwarf have ever done. When the internet decides to load up.
It's Smegups.
It's not Smegups. Let's have a look.
Although Smegups is the best DVD I ever own.
I don't have any Red Dwarf DVDs, though. I am tempted
to
buy...
No, I mean not DVD, video.
I am tempted to go and buy...
The anniversary. Is it the anniversary?
You can get the box set of all the Red Dwarfs.
Yeah, anniversary.
For £40 on Play.
Is this the Lister song?
Yes, it is. If you're in trouble, he will save the day. He's brave and he's
fearless. Rimmer, not this.
Arnold, Arnold, Arnold Rimmer. Without him, life would be much grimmer. How good is this song? Isn't it the best song ever made? Oh god, something again. Isn't that the best song ever made?
It's rather funny.
It is fucking hilarious. I found it by accident while looking for Red Dwarf online. It's brilliant. Series 7, episode Blue, just YouTube the Rimmer song. It's fucking brilliant. I think we've run out of things to talk about, Mr. Quay.
No, we haven't.
Alright, what do you suggest?
I don't know, what else is on the list?
That's about it, really. That's all we got. We go back to visiting the website from themindsof.co.uk.
What?
From themindsof.co.uk, from themindsof.co.uk, from themindsof.co.uk.
Don't subliminise the audience.
From themindsof.co.uk, from themindsof@googlemail.com, from themindsof.
Let's
Twitter.
Talk about retro, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
Oh, he's singing. Yeah, we've bought a lot of retro games. How big is your 64 collection now? In the past, week, this big. As big as his penis, so about 2 inches long.
Many collections.
I've found my SNES out. Getting a few games for that. Getting a few games for my 64. Got Pokemon Stadium. Got Jet Force Gemini coming. Blast Corps coming.
How much did you get Jet Force Gemini for?
It was Jet Force Gemini, Blast Corps, Top Gear Overdrive, and something else for £4. I can't remember what that last fucking game is, though, for love nor money.
I'm happy with my collection I got of Callum.
What'd you get off Callum?
Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Of Gemini.
Yeah.
Track and Field Summer Games. And something else I slipped my mind yet again. Another game. No, Rogue Squadron.
Ah, I'm still looking for Donkey Kong 64 and Lilac Wars. I'm also looking for Pokemon Red and a transfer pack for Pokemon Stadium. If anybody's got one they want to sell to me.
I need to get a GameCube.
I'm also looking for... Why?
So I can buy, like, Resident Evil 0, Resident Evil 1, Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 3.
Let's get a Wii.
No, GameCube.
Let's get a Wii.
Why?
Because you can play things like Mario Galaxy and...
I don't want to play Wii, though. I want to play Resident Evil Box Collection.
Well, then the games I need to... I've got my Super... I need to get some Super NES games and get Mario All-Stars.
I have a SNES game at home.
Super Punch-Out and...
Don't know.
We can finally play Mystic Quest. Do you want to come around next week and play Mystic Quest?
Alright, then.
I've got John Madden 96 flying around here somewhere.
Should we do a live review of Mystic Quest?
Super Star Wars... I've got Super Jungle Book, Super Mario Kart, and Super Soccer.
So you haven't got any good games.
Super Mario Kart's good.
You haven't got Donkey Kong Country.
I'm going to go look for things like that today in Cambridge or Norwich.
You won't find any in Cambridge.
I know, there's loads in Game Station in Cambridge, loads of SNES games.
There's not that many. I went there recently.
I went there recently when I went to see Fast and Furious.
When was that?
Last Friday.
I went there this week.
We'll have a look, and if not, I'll have a look in Gametron and some porn shops and charity shops, see what I can find.
Best bet is eBay, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. But there's not a lot of SNES stuff on there. I don't know why. There's quite a bit of 64 stuff, but not a lot of SNES stuff. I almost bought a NES as well, just so I could say I have all of the Nintendo consoles.
Where's your GameCube?
My Wii.
That's not all of them.
The GameCube and the Wii is the same console.
GameCube's better.
But there's a GameCube in the Wii.
But it's better.
Why?
Because it's a GameCube. It's a cube. If the Wii was a triangle, it would be better.
Would the game try?
Why haven't Nintendo named one of their consoles the Triforce? It's a completely obvious choice of console name.
Or a Mario mustache shaped.
That'd be stupid. The disc wouldn't fit.
Yeah, mustache shaped cartridges that you plug in.
That'd be silly.
Would be silly, you're right. Well, though, I almost bought a 3DO.
Eh?
I almost bought a 3DO.
What's that?
An old console.
It goes too. That's too far back for me.
I almost bought an Amiga 64.
Shit.
Grimes has got some ZX Spectrums floating around in his house.
Yeah, but he won't sell them to.
No, he won't. They're only about 30 quid on eBay anyway. 30, 40 quid.
Yeah, but they're pointless consoles. So, you know, there's retro, and then there's just fucking old.
Yeah, that's true. Retro things are playable. Stuff that's actually playable. Like,
the SNES.
NES. Yeah.
64.
I think you could go back and...
Dreamcast. I think you could... PS1. That's about it.
See, you got the NES. I wouldn't buy a Master System. Master System. The Sega.
Mega Drive or Sega CD.
So, retro what? So, it goes as far back. Maybe it's like... You go back from the 90s. Anything 90s or onward is retro.
Yeah.
Really. Apart from the NES, which is an exception because there's so many classic games like Battletoads, Punch-Out, Mario Brothers, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking 64, NES,
the
Mega Drive.
The essential retro selection is 64,
yeah.
Mega Drive,
yeah.
In some form, either Mega CD or...
Well, you get the Mega Drive and you put the CD in the 32X add-ons.
Saturn.
Yeah.
SNES.
Yeah.
NES at a push. I know, but I mean, NES and SNES are pretty much the same thing.
Oh, yeah, but there's like more classic games on the NES.
And PS1 at a push.
Yeah.
So still some good PS1 games.
Metal Gear, which I've got. Trying to find a copy of Sheepdog and Wolf for the PS1. Oh. It was awesome.
It's awesome. It's crazy.
It's crazy awesome. What about the Dreamcast? You said Dreamcast. Saturn?
Yeah.
There's not a lot for the Saturn. What about a...
Panzer Dragoon Saga, pretty much all you need.
What about a Jaguar?
Nah.
2600? Actually, no, you're 7200.
Too far back.
7200. Same era as the Mega Drive.
Yeah, but it's not as good.
But it is not as good, but you can play 2600 games on it and 5400 games on it and 7200 games on it. Even though the fucking power brick is fucking huge and the console's fucking huge as it is.
Exactly, the point is why. I think
The best one's 64 by far.
I think my next on my list is either a Mega Drive or a SNES.
Depends if you like Nintendo games or not. Enough to get a SNES. The reason I've got mine out is because... I had one as a kid and I found out the other day. If not, then again, I wouldn't probably buy a Mega Drive because you've got the collections.
Yeah, but if
you've got so many fucking collections, there's no point.
It's not the same.
It's not the same as having the thing. Would you get the Mega Drive? Which version would you get? The 6-button one or the 3-button one? The controller?
Oh, Jesus.
Or would you get the Mega Drive? Because you get Mega Drive 2?
Probably just the standard Mega Drive.
Would you get the Sega CD and 32X add-ons?
Yeah, you'd have to. Then you can play Final Fight. And you're a real man.
And Night Trap.
Another Trap.
Don't forget Night Trap. Night Trap, best game ever.
Final Fight. Hagger Pile Driver is the most devastating move known to man.
How long are we at? 55 minutes? The longest podcast we've done in a while.
I know. It's because we have many stuff.
It's quite amazing. On the retro games, if you have any custom retro games we should play, i.e. Tetris Attack, which I found as well, which you play Tetris on Yoshi's Island. Awesome.
You know that thing that we read on the internet where, like, people get people to play games that are shit?
Yeah.
Or no, they just get people to play games they don't play. We should do that. Like, where next week... Next podcast, no, maybe next week, maybe the week after.
Yeah.
We both go down to Blockbusters and pick opposite games to rent. It's like, I'll pick a PS3 game for you to rent, and you pick a 360 game for me to rent. Just either, not necessarily shit, but something.
But just
that,
games, yeah, neither of us have played. Games, yeah. Neither of us have played.
Yeah. And we just play it, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah.
If we do that once a month.
And you can't just go, yeah, shit. Like you do with most games.
I can't help it.
You shit, I don't like it.
It's Wheelman.
It's not Japanese, I don't like it.
Exactly. Have you seen the PS3? PS3 Final Fantasy 13 gameplay.
No. Anyway, yeah, we'll if anyone's got some retro games you should recommend to us, ones we haven't thought of or got around to buying yet, drop us a line at either the from the minds of a googlemail.com. What's that address, Quai?
From the minds of a googlemail.com.
Yeah, or just send us a direct message or a at reply at twitter.com/FTMO. You should get to her. It's good.
FTMO.
I'm
trying to get the world record for being the only person not on Twitter.
Ah. You could always obviously go on fromtheminds.co.uk.
Although I might just get it and constantly update it with had a muffin. No, you don't have muffin poos, so that'd be silly.
So yeah, from the minds of good, from .co.uk, at googlemail.com, or twitter.com/FTMO. Play right a bit of tunage. What should we play this week, Quai?
I don't know,
we'll have a look.
Random song.
We'll just pick somewhere random. And...
what was the last song we played? Don't remember.
E-Pro by Beck.
Have you got Ulysses on there yet?
Yes.
Put it on there then.
Oh, Ulysses...
no, we'll kind of off the album. What did you think of the album?
I haven't put it in the computer yet.
Oh... like wrong with you? I lend you this thing.
But yeah, we've come to an hour, so we'll bid you adieu.
Laters, cats, laters.
Okay, we'll see you next week for more things that we like talking about. Say goodbye, Mr. Quai.
I just said it.
Fine. Fuck you. I'm
you are now, boy. So.